Very much. Thanks very much. My name is Dana Denny. I'm the chair of the Medicine Personnel Board, and I'd like to call our meeting to order. With that, why don't we take a roll call?
Angela Nash.
Helga Vranny.
We have our soon-to-be newest member, Walt Jackson, observing the meeting today. We look forward to hopefully his appointment in the near future. Will note Tracy Carradine is absent.
Okay. Do you have an introduction?
Yes, one second. Sorry.
Okay,
Good
sorry.
afternoon. Thank you. This in this virtual meeting space, it is particularly important that we observe Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, please do not speak unless you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will also ask for a motion and second for each agenda item unless it is noted for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment may also need to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter of business or attention to bring to the chair, such as a point of order or request for information, we'll also ask that you use your raise hand feature. For staff members participating in the meeting today, we ask that you keep your video off unless you're speaking. And for members of the public who are in attendance, we would ask that you keep your video off as well. We do not have any registered public comments for today.
Thank you very much for that information. With that, do I have a motion to approve our minutes from our April 16th meeting today?
I move to approve.
Is there a
I'll
second?
second.
Is there any discussion on the motion for approval of the minutes? If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, please use the Zoom raise hand function now, and we will call the roll. Hearing no objection from staff, the motion to approve the minutes passes. And I said that there was no public comment, or is there public comment today?
We do not have any public registrants for today.
Okay.
And if I may, Madam Chair,
Yes, of course, you
just
did have
need to
announcements.
a couple of brief announcements. As I mentioned, we have Walt Jackson here today observing our meeting as our hopefully soon to be appointed labor representative to the personnel board. I was hoping to be able to introduce Tracy Carradine to the board as well. She is our newest appointed member. Fortunately, I don't know where she is, but we'll talk to her next time. The other two announcements is once we do have our full board in place, we will need to hold elections for a chair and a vice chair and report that back to the mayor's committee representative. And then lastly, as a new code of conduct has been issued for our boards, commissions, and committees. And so I will be sharing that out with the board after the meeting. You will need to review it, and I would hope you bring any questions to me or to the next meeting if you have any points of clarification. So those were just my brief announcements that were not on the agenda. Thank you for the time.
Of course. Thank you very much. Are there any questions on behalf of the board? Okay, before we get into today's items, are there any disclosures or recusals on any part of the board members today? Okay, not hearing any. With that, why don't we get into new business items? The first item we have under new business, under number two, is eight. This is like, why don't I just blow this up? There we go. 89898 to delete the 1.0 FTE position 1454 Program Assistant 1 and had that position recreated as a Program Assistant number 2 and reallocated. Let's consider that. Is there a motion to approve?
So
Move.
moved. Oh, I
Oh,
second.
okay. Thank you very much. HR, you may present.
My name is Brittany Hayes. I am the newest HR analyst with HR Services. Started with the city in 2018 at Madison Police Department, and I moved to HR in 2022, working in the Employee and Labor Relations unit, focusing on employee benefits such as medical leave and paid parental leave, and managing the drug testing process. I promoted into this role about 7 to 8 months ago. I primarily work with engineering, traffic engineering, Department of Transportation, parking utility, and assessor's office, and I also back up the Parks Division. In today's study, we are reviewing the Program Assistant 1 classification at Parks held by Kevin Gokey. This study was received by HR in May 2024 and was put on hold when we stopped accepting position studies due to the comp study. Since we now have resumed accepting position studies, we are working through the backlog of the studies that were put on hold. This position is currently classified as a Program Assistant 1. Program Assistant 1s provide programmatic support, typically within a specific program or a policy, and they perform administrative duties to support that program or policy. When Kevin was first hired into this position, he was responsible for managing the athletic scheduling and reservation software called RecTrex, and interim permits and citations into Acela and Badger Trex. He provided customer service to Parks users and assisted with some financial tasks related to the reservations. Kevin's duties have progressed over the last few years. He not only manages RecTrex, but serves as the lead point person and subject matter expert within the whole Parks division, not just his unit. He works directly with the vendor of RecTrex and IT to troubleshoot any issues. He answers all questions related to RecTrex and provides training to other Parks staff in different units. Kevin also leads the administrative clerks in his unit. He provides guidance and oversight over daily tasks that he used to perform and now has delegated out to them. He also works on major policy changes and streamlining workflows, as well as continuing to provide ongoing customer service to all Parks users and community partners. The additional duties taken on by this position, including the expertise needed to serve as the lead point person for RecTrex, performing lead worker duties, and the higher level of independence and decision making, aligns closely with the Program Assistant 2 classification, which is noted to provide highly responsible, advanced level programmatic work with some lead worker duties. Based on the information that I just provided and the details provided in the memo, we are asking for this position to be reclassified to the Program Assistant 2 classification. I am happy to answer any questions, and I believe that the supervisor of this position, Joanne Austin, is here as well. Thank you.
I don't have any questions, Brittany. I would like to thank you for your presentation and would also like to, on my behalf, welcome you to the Bureau. Thank you very much for the presentation. Are there any other questions for Brittany? Any discussion? Okay, well done. The motion was to approve. If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now and we will call the roll rather. Okay, seeing no objection, the motion passes. Thank you very much. Okay, moving on to our next item of a new business. This is number 3. Item number 89915 to delete the classification of control systems technician in Comp Group 16, Range 19, and recreate it in Comp Group 16, Range 20, recreating position 1790 in new classification and reallocating the employee. Get back to my notes here, sorry. I'm going to, is there a motion I'm going to ask for? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Wonderful. HR, you may present.
Hi, I'm Brooke Gillitzer. I'm the second newest HR analyst with HR Services. I started my position in 2022, but have been with HR since 2020. I also came from the Employee Labor Relations Unit before this position. And you may have seen some of my studies, but this is my first time getting to present my work. In today's study, we are reviewing the control systems technician classification at Water Utility. It is currently held by Jason J. Chandler. This study was received by HR in May of 2024 and was put on hold also because of the compensation study. I do want to call out that I do have a typo on page 3. So it says edu credits. It's supposed to be continuation of credits. That was being deleted. So just for clarification on that. So this position, the control system technician, is currently in comp group 16, range 19. As the classification is currently written, it requires this possession of a journey level electrician license. Water Utility is wanting to update the position to now requiring a master electrician license and also a waterworks operator license, both of which Jay currently possesses and maintains. And the waterwork operator certification would allow this position to allows for an understanding of the groundwater and distribution needs and how the water work operators need the system to function. The master electrician certification allows this position to calculate the load, upgrade transformers and breakers, and also pull permits that may be needed. Water Utility currently does have a building and trades foreperson in the maintenance section of Water Utility, and that functions also as a master electrician. But having two positions with the master electrician would help to prevent disruption of water service for the City of Madison residents. It also would help preventing a decrease in the standard that the buildings are currently being maintained, and also provide coverage for each of the positions when the other is not working. And each of the positions has knowledge of different sections of the electrical code. Jay's duties have also progressed over the last few years. Water Utility has purchased a fiber splicer, and that allows that work to now be completed internally, where in the past it had to be contracted out. It has created efficiency in the workflow and saves Water Utility time and money. There is an increased need for fiber optic installation. And then, especially with the recent Gentech camera system upgrade that they have gone through, and this efficiency in completion of the work has also created a cascading effect where now there is a greater demand of that fiber optics work. So as they're completing projects, they're getting new ones. And so the additional duties taken on by this position, including functioning as a master electrician, having that water works operator certification, and increased fiber optic work aligns closely with the Comp Group 16 Range 20. So based on that information I provided and the info in the memo, I'm recommending the deletion of the control systems technician in Comp Group 16, Range 19, and recreating it in Comp Group 16, Range 20, and then recreating the position 1790 in that new classification and reallocating J to that position. And then I'm happy to answer any questions. And also, Joe Grande, the current supervisor for this position, is here also.
I don't have any questions. Oh, actually, I do have one. So, just to be clear, this was submit was this one of the positions that was submitted before the compensation study was started? Just to be clear, just want to make sure. Okay, that was the only question that I had. Otherwise, Brooke, really great work summarizing a pretty difficult and very complicated type of study on a very technical job. I don't have anything else. Are there any other questions or discussion to be brought forward from members of the board at this time for Brooke?
Not for me.
Okay. Helga, anything from you? Okay. The motion was to approve. If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raise hand function now, and we will call the roll. Okay, not hearing any objection, the motion passes. That's our last decision item. What we have remaining are discussion items, and then a couple updates that follow. So I will turn it back over to HR for the discussion items, which are item 4, and then the update for item 5, which will also belong to HR.
Thank you. I am open to answer any questions. We have been busy. While we may not have had personnel board meetings, we have processed several administrative authorizations or adjustments this year, and there is a summary of all of those included in the agenda today. Effectively, these are all more or less career ladder progressions in which we needed to recreate the position at the higher level in order to advance the individual through their classification series. Happy to answer any questions related to any one of those. This cumulative report will be presented to the Finance Committee next week as well.
So they haven't seen the report that's on here yet, right?
No, not yet. They'll
Okay.
see it on the
Okay.
29th.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to make sure you all saw it before they did.
So I have no other additional questions. I don't know about anyone else on the board does.
I have no questions.
No questions here.
Okay, looks like you can move to the compensation update.
I have the last item on the compensation study update. I would ask if Aaron or Julie have any update. I know we are diligently working through those final stages.
Aaron, you want me to give an update or did you want?
Whichever you prefer.
I can go ahead and then if there's anything you want to
Okay.
add. Literally 1 minute ago, I just got an update from our consultant. So that was good timing. So since our last meeting, the personnel board meeting in August, a few days after that, we did get a pretty comprehensive pay plan that included most of our classifications. Eman and I took a few weeks to go through it pretty thoroughly, make some corrections, adjustments, omitted some things that weren't necessary. And we sent that back over to Baker Tilly. And we also asked them to follow up on a couple. I think there was three specific areas that we just want a little bit more information about what comparables were used. So they have also indicated to us that they're going to start working on the equity analysis part of the study. So we've provided data to them so they can move forward on that. The update that I just got this afternoon said that they are taking that information we supplied to them, and we'll be updating the pay plan. And then just looking at this real quick, we should get that back next week. So we'll see where that stands. And then we're going to be starting, or we will be scheduling the next steering team committee meeting. So she gave us some dates on that. So I'll take a look at that and get that scheduled. There's been a number of people who've been reaching out wondering what the status is. So that'll be nice. And then we will start discussing the communications plan and so forth. Erin, if you have anything else you wanted to add.
That covered all of it.
Okay.
Thank you, Julie.
Yeah.
Any comments or questions?
Oh, none for me. Thank you very much, Julie. I was just going to ask how far along they were and when the next meeting was going to be scheduled. So, but you covered that. So, thank you. Any other questions from the board for Julie regarding the compensation study update? If not, we have we're at the end and time to wrap up. And a motion to adjourn would be in order. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you very much. All in favor?
Hi.
Hi.
I always feel funny saying this. Any opposed? Okay. Our September meeting is adjourned. Assuming that we have quorum, I'm guessing that we will have an October meeting. With that, I will leave you to your Wednesday. Have a good
What
one.
is, let me just
Oh,
ask,
go
what is
ahead.
the date for October?
October 8th.
Okay, perfect. I'm on the vacation the following week, so I'll
Okay.
be
And
there.
then our last meeting of the year will be November 19th.
November. Mm-hmm.
November 19th?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have anything planned that day either.
Good.
Good.
Perfect.
So,
Excellent. Excellent.
another question that I have is this the Tracy Carradine that used to work in state service?
Yeah. Lottery. Yeah.
All
She
right.
worked at Lottery and she also worked for Madison Metropolitan School District.
She worked at DSPS or DAP or
Yeah,
something.
DSP. Yeah, she worked at DSPS and now she
Yeah.
works for Second Harvest. Yep.
Okay. All right.